Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. Last weekend, Whole Foods had a 25% off all of their vitamins and supplements. And all I could think is, why the heck isn't Ashley Koff here with me? Because I was confused. As much as I know about health and nutrition, there's still some things that I am definitely lacking. And one of the things that I really am excited about today is we're going to talk about magnesium, Magnesium 101. Ashley, hello there.
Hi, this is like the best gift that we can give anyone, I feel like, in January while Mercury is in retrograde. Let's just be clear.
Oh my gosh, never.
Is that why it's
ever
so weird?
Oh my gosh.
Yep. The January
and by
blessing.
Weird, I mean cranky.
Yes, exactly.
And technology.
Oh, you know, I really feel like it's, you know, when people say, like, what's your favorite food? And I say broccoli, and then I'm like, oh, I shouldn't pick a favorite food. And then they'll say, what's your favorite, you know, mineral or vitamin? You know, these are the, like, I hang out with weird people, and these are the questions we ask. But anyway, like,
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not weird.
I know, but, you know, weird, I was just going to say weird is, like, the best compliment I can give someone. So, because I'm totally weird. So, but, you know, magnesium just, I mean, personally, I don't know about you guys, but magnesium personally was such a game changer for me. And personally, I don't exist without it. And then the other part of that, if in the supplement form, but the other part of it, and this is actually where I wanted to start, is it's food. And I think that that's what's so amazing. And one of my favorite foods that's extremely magnesium rich is cacao. And so when we talk about chocolate and why we love chocolate and why chocolate, real chocolate, actually helps us, and we'll get into what the benefits of magnesium are, I love remembering that. But I think one of the really important things to understand is that as we have done what we've done to our soil and our land, and as we've done in food processing what we've done to our food, we've seen anywhere from a 30 to a 90% reduction in magnesium intakes. So something like 60% of American women are not getting sufficient magnesium. And this is where we explain what magnesium does in the body. The easiest way to think about it is to call magnesium Mother Nature's muscle relaxant. And so, like, you know, remember the old days of, like, the Calgon bath where it was like, Calgon, take me
away.
Yes, like,
I say that all the, I say that all the time.
Now I just calm bath because calm is, like, there's this, my magnesium, you know, the natural calm. And it's like I just sit in the bath and lay there and I'm like, all my problems go away, or at least for the moment. Let's just be clear. But when we think about muscle relaxation, and to be clear, calcium and magnesium work in opposition to each other. So that's also really important if you're taking a calcium supplement, or what one of my patients was just pointing out is she said, you know, I feel like I'm not going to the bathroom as regularly. And it's interesting because she had switched off of dairy but had switched to an almond milk. But her almond milk, she wasn't having very much dairy, I should say, and she switched to almond milk, and the almond milk was fortified with calcium, and she started getting in more calcium in addition to her calcium supplement. So there's a dance there between calcium and magnesium. And the easiest way to think about it is if you flex your bicep and then you relax it. And when you're flexing your bicep muscle, you know, you're curling it like you're showing off your muscle, that's what calcium is responsible for doing, that contraction. And then the relaxation, like how you feel when you get in child's pose at yoga, is your magnesium. And so that's the easiest way to understand it, because when we start to think about what it does in the body and we remember what our muscles in the body, so whether it's our heart, whether it's our biceps, which I was just talking about, or whether it's our entire digestive tract, which remember is a muscle that is moving throughout, and you know it's called peristalsis. It's meant to move and actually move things along. And so when that when that relaxation isn't happening and we're in a contracted dominant state, we aren't moving things along. And that can be headaches, that can be, you know, tension, that can be anxiety, all of the, there are so many reasons, both that it does and what causes it. But I think from a magnesium standpoint, the easiest way to think about it is that muscle relaxant. Now, add on
Yeah, actually,
that,
actually, before you, I hate to interrupt, I have to, okay, only because my hamstrings, I did a hard workout the other day.
Yes.
I mean, I could barely walk my dogs. They hurt so much, and I've been in agony. So are you telling me that if I get in a bath, what do I put in the bath what type of magnesium, because
sure.
I'm really like in agony right now.
Yeah, and long before I started working with them to promote the benefits of magnesium, I've been using this product, but I use Natural Vitality's Calm. So I literally, okay. on a really bad day, like what you're explaining, and it's a really good day because you have the workout, I will be in my bath. There is Calm Bath, which has some essential oils in it too, so it smells great. So I'll be sitting in my bath drinking my Natural Calm, not even kidding, and then I get out of my bath, and I do to my hammies what you should do, which is they have Calm Cream now. Somebody was genius enough to, and I actually gave it, talk about the gift that keeps on giving, I have a masseuse that I let myself go to. It's totally indulgent once a month, and for the holidays, I gave it to her, and she's obsessed with it, and I was like, yeah, so the real reason I gave it to you is, can you use this one or in my massage? Because, you know, it really works so well, and that's like the fun, you know, thinking about it in that way. What I will tell you is magnesium has been a game changer with patients. So I had very, very early on in my career, I had a patient with debilitating multiple sclerosis. And I started to learn about the role of magnesium because literally as we increased the dosage, we saw the muscles not just stop twitching, but also being able to relax. And, you know, that was like, it was literally one of those, like, I'm not a big, like, oh, look at the miracles, but like the miracle in front of your eyes is watching the muscles actually do what they're supposed to be doing. And so that is, and this is really in the professional space, something to keep in mind, which is there are therapeutic doses of magnesium, and a lot of times also medications can make us constipated or can be contracting. And that's a reason that we need to increase our magnesium. Now, what happens if we take too much magnesium in the supplemental form? It's very difficult to get too much of it or even get enough of it in the food form, but to get too much. You will end up with loose stools, and that's a really easy way to so some magnesium helps us have number twos to have our bowel movements, and too much magnesium will give you loose stools. This is different. It's not a laxative. I want to be very clear. It's just relaxing the muscles. So if you think about it, when you're not going to the bathroom, it's because everything's tight and in there. When you're really, really relaxed, it's like, okay, I have to go to the bathroom. So if you ever experience that, or I also point out for women, right when you get your period, when the body relaxes and actually, this is graphic, but when you start to bleed and we're letting go, the body, for those that might have had some constipation during PMS where magnesium is amazing, at that point I've had people tell me that they get loose stools, or if they're still taking the magnesium, they get more loose stools. That's where we might pull back on it. So they're situationally, you know, especially in the supplement form, they're situations. But I think it's a great question. And then I also will say, why did I say the bath? Because the skin absorbs it. But I also said I would be sipping on the Natural Calm. And one of the things for me is there are different kinds of magnesium. So I'd never recommend magnesium oxide, but there, which might be on your supplement. I just don't think that we absorb it that well. Studies have not been as favorable. But the other thing is I was having patients pay a lot of money for magnesium glycinate, and it's a really, really great form. It's high quality. There are all these great things to say about it, but it was in a tablet form. And the interesting thing about a tablet or a capsule is before it can go to work, your body has to break it down. And it may break it down beautifully, but in the case of a lot of us, the reason that we're needing the magnesium is that our digestive system is not getting enough attention or isn't working optimally, and it could be stress or it could be many other factors. So the fact that Natural Calm in the magnesium form comes in a powdered form, to me, was such a win. You know, I felt like that was the game changer, and I also really liked it because you could dose it differently or you could put it into your herbal tea. I literally, you guys know I fly all the time, and I get on the plane and I put the magnesium in with a cup of tea, and I have it while I fly so that I stay regular and stay friendly when I land and during my flight. And I think learning that was like a big tip for me.
All right. We want to thank you so much, Ashley. I'm sorry that we're having technical difficulties today on Andrea's end, but we're so glad that you're listening to Naturally Savvy. Make sure to get your magnesium. I can't wait to get in a bath with that Calm because my legs are hurting, but they're going to feel better. And I hope you all feel better. Make sure to check out Ashley Kopf at Ashley Kopf. Keep listening to Naturally Savvy and stay well.